Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back for another Deep Dive. You know, anxiety is something so many of us deal with, and it can be really tough. So today, we're going to explore a really interesting idea that might offer some hope, some inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. It's this idea that your intelligence could actually be a key to overcoming anxiety, not the cause of it.
That's pretty counterintuitive.
Right. Most people kind of think that, like, the smarter you are, the more likely you are to overthink things and get anxious. But the video we're looking at today flips that idea on its head.
Okay, so what is this video we're talking about?
It's a YouTube video called Hidden Link Between Anxiety and Intelligence.
Okay.
And it's by this guy, Sean Kassam.
All right, so what's his take on anxiety and intelligence?
Well, he basically says that it's not intelligence itself that causes anxiety.
Okay.
It's how we manage it.
Oh, interesting.
He uses a really cool analogy, actually. He compares intelligence to a powerful dog.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Yeah, like if you have a powerful dog, but you don't train it properly, it can be really hard to control.
Right, it could cause some problems.
Exactly. It could even be dangerous. And he says it's the same with our minds. If we don't learn how to manage our intelligence, it can make anxiety worse, not better.
So it's like our thoughts become this untrained dog running wild and causing chaos.
Exactly. Instead of helping us solve problems, our thoughts kind of spin out of control and make us even more anxious.
Right. So instead of our intelligence helping us get through anxiety, it's actually contributing to it.
Yeah, if we don't manage it properly. But the good news is, just like we can train a dog, we can train our minds too.
So how do we do that?
Well, one of the things Kassam talks about is the tendency for intelligent people to overthink things.
Oh, I definitely do that.
Yeah, me too. And it's like our brains are wired to analyze every situation and think of all the possible things that could go wrong, you know? And he argues that this overthinking, this tendency to dwell on worst-case scenarios, can really fuel anxiety.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like when you have a test coming up and you start thinking, what if I fail? What if everyone laughs at me? And you end up getting so worked up that you can't even focus on studying.
That's exactly it. And he says that that kind of overthinking can lead us down a rabbit hole of anxiety.
Yeah, it can make it hard to see things clearly, to see, you know, the situation for what it actually is.
Right. But the thing is, the good news is that we can learn to manage those thoughts and use our intelligence in a way that helps us instead of, you know, hurting us.
Instead of trying to be less smart, it's about using that intelligence to our advantage.
Totally. It's about learning to control that powerful dog, so to speak.
So how do we begin to train our minds like that?
Well, one of the first things Kassam mentions is he talks about this friend of his
who's
like super chill, super relaxed.
Yeah.
And he says that this guy, he doesn't seem to struggle with anxiety at all. And Kassam's kind of like, why is this?
Yeah.
And he realizes that it's because his friend just doesn't overthink things.
Interesting. So he's just kind of like living in the moment. And not getting caught up in all the what ifs.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's almost like we can learn from people like his friend.
That's exactly his point.
It's not about trying to be someone we're not.
Right.
But maybe it's about finding ways to calm our minds.
Yeah.
Not let our thoughts run wild, you know.
Exactly. Like, we don't need to try to be less intelligent. We just need to find ways to, like, manage that intelligence.
Manage it. Yeah. Okay.
And he really emphasizes that overcoming anxiety is not just about making the anxious feelings go away.
Okay.
It's about learning to understand how our minds work and how to use them to our advantage.
To be more in control.
Exactly. Like how to train that powerful dog.
Right. Right. So what are some of the ways that we can start doing that?
Well, one of the things that he talks about is learning to let go.
Learning to let go.
Yeah. And this means accepting things as they are, you know?
Okay.
Without trying to control or overanalyze every little detail.
That sounds really hard.
It is. It definitely takes practice.
Especially for people who are kind of used to, you know,
right,
being in control, trying to figure everything out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, for a lot of us who struggle with anxiety,
mm-hmm,
that need to control things can be really strong.
Yeah.
But the more we can kind of let go of that need to be perfect,
okay,
to control everything, the less anxious we're going to feel.
That's interesting. I mean, it's almost like, you know, I've heard that analogy of like holding onto a handful of sand.
Yeah.
The tighter you squeeze, the more it slips through your fingers.
Exactly. It's like you can't force things to be a certain way.
Right.
You got to kind of learn to be more flexible and go with the flow a little bit.
Go with the flow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And another important tool that Kasam talks about is mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Okay. I've heard that word a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm not always sure what it means.
Yeah, it's kind of a buzzword these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But basically, it means paying attention to the present moment without judgment.
Okay, so just kind of like
being present,
present in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them.
Okay.
So, for example, if you start to feel anxious, you can simply observe that anxiety without judging yourself or trying to push it away.
Okay, so it's not like, oh no, I'm feeling anxious again, this is terrible. It's more like,
right,
okay, I'm feeling anxious.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just acknowledging it.
Okay.
Letting it be. And often just by observing those anxious thoughts and feelings, they actually start to lose their power over us.
That's interesting. It's like we're not fighting against it, so it doesn't have anything to push back on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as we practice mindfulness and letting go, we start to create more space between ourselves and our anxious thoughts.
So it's like creating some breathing room.
Yes, exactly. And that allows us to see things more clearly and make better choices.
So instead of feeling kind of trapped by our anxiety, it's like we can step back a little bit and kind of get a better perspective on it.
Exactly. And remember, you know, this is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time and effort to learn these new skills, these new ways of thinking.
It's not going to happen overnight.
No, it's like learning to play a musical instrument.
Right.
You know, it takes practice. It takes dedication. But the more we practice, the better we get at it.
Okay.
And eventually we can start to create beautiful music.
So in a way, overcoming anxiety is kind of like learning to play a new instrument.
Yeah.
Or compose a new song in our minds.
I love that analogy. Yeah. It's like creating a new symphony.
Yeah.
A more peaceful symphony in our minds.
That's a really nice way to think about it.
And just like learning any new skill, it's so much easier when you have a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a therapist or counselor can really help.
Yeah, they can kind of be like that guide.
Exactly.
On the side, helping us learn.
Yes, they can teach you those specific tools and techniques that work for you and support you on your journey.
It's like having a coach in your corner.
Exactly.
You know, cheering you on and helping you reach your full potential.
Absolutely. And remember, everyone's journey is unique.
Mm-hmm.
What works for one person might not work for another.
Right. It's not one size fits all.
No. And that's why it's so important to find a guide who resonates with you and understands your individual needs.
That makes sense.
And just imagine what's possible when you start to harness your intelligence and use it to overcome anxiety.
It's like taking all that mental energy that was causing you so much stress and turning it into a superpower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can achieve amazing things when you learn to manage your mind and use it to your advantage.
So, I mean, thinking about everything we've been talking about today, like, what does all this mean for someone listening, you know, who's struggling with anxiety, wants to overcome it?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that there's hope. You know, you don't have to be held back by anxiety. Your intelligence isn't the enemy here. It can be your greatest ally.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so inspiring about Kasam's message, is that he's really emphasizing you can use your intelligence to actually break free from anxiety. You know, it's not about trying to dumb yourself down or anything like that.
Exactly. It's about learning to manage that intelligence effectively.
Right. Becoming the master of your mind, not a slave to it.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
And it reminds me of what we were talking about earlier, the importance of finding a guide or a mentor to, you know, help you on this journey.
Absolutely. You know, just like learning any new skill, it's so much easier when you have someone to show you the ropes, provide support, help you stay motivated.
Yeah. It's like having a personal trainer for your mind.
I love that. And, you know, it's okay to ask for help. There are people out there who understand what you're going through and they want to help you succeed.
So yeah, if you're struggling with anxiety, you're not alone. And there's a path forward. You know, your intelligence, it's a powerful tool that can help you overcome anxiety and achieve your goals.
And here's something to think about as we wrap up. What would it look like for you to harness your intelligence and create a life free from anxiety? What's one small step you can take, maybe even today, to start that journey?